X.
Playing a little Mafia Wars or Farmville when you're at work or home on Facebook. Check this out. Facebook apps have been leaking massive user private information even. So what's going on in the world of Facebook? Beware, my friends. Bank of America is going to redo foreclosures. Why? Because they screwed up. How many are they doing? Over 100,000. They're not the only ones in the middle of this crazy game. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We zig and we zag all over the place, as you can already tell. In one breath, mentioning Facebook, the other, the nastiness of foreclosures. But, oh, we have only scratched the surface. Coming up in this hour, at the end of the hour, sports shorts. Little baseball, some highlights. If you like those Texas Rangers or those New York Yankees, you're either going to be really disappointed or really excited by the outcome of the game, and perhaps you don't know, so I won't spoil it. Spoiler alert, since a lot of people have DVRs, don't tune in at the end of this show if you don't want to know what the score is. Honestly, I know people that tape games, and they'll wait for days because they have a bunch of work or they have things with their kids, whether it's Cub Scouts or whatever, and they'll ask everyone not to tell them what the score was. I don't know how you can do that, though. Go through two whole days and never know the score of a game, whether it's a playoff game or it's just another NFL game in the season or the beginning of the NHL and NBA, whatever. Whatever the sport is, I don't know how in any city, I don't care, small, large, how you can not somehow be tipped off as to what the score is. So more power to you if you're able to do that. That's a real talent in the world of the DVR. You want to get to the DVR before you know the score, but it doesn't always work out that way. I'll tell you what, the entire time I've been doing America Tonight, the one thing that I've held on to is I believe, really with all my heart and soul, I believe that eventually we're going to find bin Laden, or somebody is going to find bin Laden. I never bought into the nonsense, the rumors about, oh, he's on life support, he's dead, he's missing a kidney, and he's on dialysis, he's really gone, and it's just being puffed out that he's there, and this is fake audio and tapes that we're hearing from Al Jazeera. I never once bid on that. I really think that the Saudis, somebody in Saudi Arabia was hiding him. A new report comes out that bin Laden is in Pakistan. I mean, here's a great question. Do you believe that? Do you think like I think that he's alive and somebody is protecting him? Somebody's got his back. I'm sure there's a lot of people that have his back. And I don't care what price tag you put on his head, it's not going to matter because of the religious ideology, because of the fervor of Islamic jihadists and how they feel about bin Laden. No amount of money will evaporate those feelings. They go very deep. Of course, we know that, or he'd already have been turned over. Do you know he's been on the most wanted list for 10 years? Of course you know that. So he is the Al-Qaeda leader. And his deputy, Amin al-Zawahiri, are supposedly hiding very close to each other in relative comfort, whatever relative comfort is, in northwest Pakistan. This is according to somebody at the top level of NATO. The two are supposedly in houses very close, and they're protected by members of the Pakistan spy agency, the ISI, and the locals. Now, of course, Pakistan is vehemently denying protecting anybody in a terror network, especially the head of the network, saying that nobody is living in a cave. No, that's not true. And, you know, we keep going back to the same story that was repeated over and over and over again. Bin Laden supposedly escaped from Tora Bora, that region in Afghanistan, in 2001 during a bombing raid, and moved around Pakistan ever since that time. So what do you believe? Think he's still alive? You think that that's just a myth that keeps getting pumped out there? I think the tape is real, and the CIA authenticated it. As for as much as there may be some cloak and dagger, I don't think there's any cloak and dagger about that. I think he's absolutely alive. Here's what Senator Mark Udall had to say about Bin Laden, the Democrat, from Colorado, kind of unloaded a little bit. Listen.
He's responsible, directly responsible, for over 3,000 Americans being brutally killed on a beautiful September day 9 years ago. Our efforts to capture him, bring him to justice, are ongoing. It's one of the great mysteries where Osama bin Laden is, although most intelligence experts think that he is in those areas which are mountainous, which are difficult to reach and provide real sanctuary.
Yeah, so where's the sanctuary? Where is it? It's like, where's Waldo? But it's a nightmare. Where's bin Laden? Admiral Mike Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, did an interview a couple of weeks ago and said that Al-Qaeda is getting a little bit weaker, folks. Last 2 or 3 years, he punched some holes in the system, and he's predicting that the two top men will eventually be hunted down. You know, that there will be somebody, some way, some network that will lead the Americans to, in particular, bin Laden. I don't know, boy. You think of the resolve there, 10 years, the things that we're able to do, but yet we cannot capture this man. All right, in the meantime, Joe asked me, a listener in Austin, Texas, asked me for an update on what the situation is in Europe, because he's got a cousin who's going to study in France. Well, France is the target, supposedly, for a Mumbai-like attack, but it's so vague. You know, there's just a potential attack planned, perhaps at the Eiffel Tower or some of the other more tourist-type spots. But France is taking it very seriously because the Saudis were the ones who gave up the intelligence information, and they don't take their warnings lightly. So they wouldn't have warned the French if they weren't really, really worried about it, in other words. The idea and what they're telling folks is to be alert, be more vigilant, certainly if you're at the Louvre or you're in any open-air cafe or wherever you might be, Notre Dame or, like I said, the Eiffel Tower, you will see increased security. And really all of Europe has been warned, but for some reason the zoning in is more on France, which kind of makes sense if you think of some of the things that are happening in France. And that's not a surprise because France, with the full-face burqa, the banning of that, has apparently enraged a few northern African militants and then some others in the Islamic jihadist would-be world. And maybe that's why France is the number one target. That's the theory anyway. And that's kind of what the Saudis are suggesting, although they're not giving a lot of information out. And the French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, is saying he's releasing information about terror threats in order to enhance his image as the protector of the people. Well, he won't be if something happens. All right, meet us on the flip side for a little this and that.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
All right, a little of this and that. It's exactly what it's supposed to be. So the Democrats are throwing up a little of this and a little of that. So are the Republicans. We've seen a lot of the debates. Boy, there's a lot of debating going on, isn't there? There was one in New York. It was a lot more cordial than I thought it would be. Nothing exciting. Andrew Cuomo has a huge lead. He's not going to try to take out Palladino because he's already done that. He's already done that with his words and the things that he's saying. And unless a skeleton or two or three dance in a circle around his head, I don't see how Palladino wins it. However, there are some other races that are really interesting, and there are some people that are going to lose their jobs. We're going to talk about that in a second. But first, how about this? This is kind of the nonpartisan deal here where really the objective information, let's say, that's the better way to put it, and the objective information coming from The Hill says that desperate Democrats are trying to stop the Republican onslaught by gaining ground on the tax front. But the problem is that the Democrats aren't honestly presenting the Republican position. Now, factcheck.org says the fair tax idea is to replace the federal income tax with a 23% sales tax on everything. We know this to be true, right? Including the purchase of a new home or car. Democrats who have run their ads in 16 different congressional districts claim the Republicans want to raise taxes, often neglect to mention that the sales tax would replace income tax. Oh, yeah, there is that. They're going to raise your taxes. Oh, but you don't have any income tax. So, anyway, the Dems are accusing the Republicans of supporting a 23% sales tax on everything, which would be on top of existing taxes. So factcheck.org says, listen, you can't sell this one because it's flat out false. So for that reason, the people who are producing these particular ads that have run in 16 different congressional districts, I get it. You're looking for the skeleton. You're looking for the hole. You're looking for the opening. but be smart about trying to find that opening. I would say this to either side if I were running their campaigns or if I were in charge across the board of Democratic philosophies or Republican philosophies. So for that reason, you Democrats, the ones anyway responsible for those ads, shame. You're going to have to take a time out. In fact, we're going to let you sit in our dungeon and think about what you did. Matt Johnson, will you please open the dungeon?
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
Yeah, it's probably a couple of 18-year-olds who were in charge of this particular ad campaign. They were busy checking out Lady Gaga, and they weren't paying attention to the real facts behind it. Because certainly there are plenty of things that the Democrats could go after the Republicans for, but that's such a layup to check that. It's a layup to come up with the answer to that riddle, because it's exactly what I said. It replaces the income tax. A lot of people don't like the idea of the fair tax. They think it's too high, and it wouldn't really sort things out. I like the idea of, like, a flat tax. I like that kind of an idea. Hey, it's whatever you decide you want, disposable goods, whatever it is you're going to get. That's up to you. Put it on the people. But some people think if you do that, it still upends everything and doesn't really solve the problem. I'll tell you this, though. I don't know too many people who actually like what's going on with the IRS. They think that's the worst option of all. And, of course, many have had their taxes that have been either audited incorrectly or they've mysteriously gotten checks back in the mail because they overpaid. Or, trust me, if you're making no money and you owe a dollar, they'll come after you for a dollar. Now, if you want to be the Secretary of the Treasury and you owe back taxes, well, that's okay, because you did your taxes with TurboTax and you're going to pay them back anyway. We want that dollar off that person who can barely afford to feed their children. But we're going to get that dollar out of them. We're going to squeeze and squeeze until we get it. And, you know, the IRS, it's like they throw their hands up. What, us? What's wrong with us? I mean, this, look, we got to pay for services. You got to pay for these cops. You got to pay for these services. Come on, give us a break here. But I'm sorry, it's too many blunders in a row, I guess. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hello, Don.
Hey, Kate. You know, when you lock those guys in your dungeon, like, once the judge convicts them, can I be the executioner?
Sure.
Anyway, you know, how about this? You know, what about, so what you're basically saying is people that don't buy new cars, people that don't buy houses, people that are sending 80% of their money, or 50% of their money to other countries, you know, people that are here illegal. And I know some people, Kate, that are like that. They don't spend money, you know.
Sure.
And they spend the bare necessity. You know, and so what you're basically saying, the sales tax thing is ridiculous. Now, like you said, a flat tax, everybody paying 20%, 25%, whatever it is to the federal government, you know, then everything would be even then, you know. One group can't say, well, the rich support the poor, or et cetera, you know, or the poor, the rich pay for the bill or whatever, you know, but yeah, it's just, you know, but here's the better idea, Kate, and I'm not hearing it from either party, okay? How many times have I uttered this? George Bush was in the presidency for 8 years and he ran up $4 trillion in debt.
Uh-huh.
Almost five, okay? Obama's done $3 trillion in 2 years, okay? So going back to the Republicans, well, what's to say that they're not going to keep running the debt up, you know? How about this? How about let's cut the government in half? I mean, a $4 trillion bill, run a federal government, there's something wrong with that picture, you know. That's just way too much of our GDP, Kate, for be going to run a government.
You know?
You know, I mean, I understand there's certain departments that we have to have, you know.
Sure.
But I just.
But what about?
You know, I'm sorry. What'd you say? Hello. Hello.
control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
GCN,
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely
black. No truth to the rumor, by the way, that Don in Wyoming was kidnapped by a bunch of angry Democrats after he said he wanted to be the executioner. Hey, we just put him in the dungeon. We just put the 18-year-olds in the dungeon who messed up the facts on the ads that went out to 16 different congressional races when they were talking about the tax and they were talking about the fair tax. All right, so let's talk about some numbers here. And the numbers are this according to the Rasmussen poll. Republicans are going to gain 55 seats in races for the House of Reps on November 2nd. That's a big jump from the 39 needed for the majority in that chamber, right? So what Rasmussen is saying is that they should have at least 48 seats, at least 48, and 5 could slide either way. The races that are too close to call are the ones we keep talking about: California, Illinois, Washington, West Virginia, and Nevada. That's still a coin flip with Harry Reid, the 28-year term senator, the majority leader, to Sharon Angle, the upstart, who people don't really know that much about. She's not of the political background, we'll say. James Carville had plenty to say about what's happening during this Republican crest, or riding the wave, if you will. Check it out.
The hurricane is going to hit the Democratic Party. If we lose 50 seats or better, that's a Category 5. Then you're going to be looking at 11 Republican senators. You lose 40 to 50 seats, that's a Category 4. You'll hang on to some things. There has been a appreciable, not I wouldn't call it a big significant thing, turn toward the Democrats. If that continues, it could be not a disastrous Democratic night.
I don't know. It's looking like it's shaping up to be a disastrous Democratic night. But I will say the same thing, and I hate dead horses flying around the studio because they're galloping right now, but I'm still going to say it again, that polls can look differently once people go to vote, although usually they're pretty dead on. If people say they're asked phone questions, whatever, they say one thing sometimes they go and they vote another. Or in certain circles, they don't want to admit they're voting. Like they might live in a heavily Republican area, but you bet they're voting for the Democrat, whoever it is. They just don't say it. Or vice versa. Do you believe that? That'd be terrible, I think, to feel so much pressure wherever it is you're living to just make it up. You're playing the bridge game and you're just going along with the flow. Going with the flow. I mean, I get the let's not talk about politics and religion thing because we just want to focus on the cards and the chit-chat. But if you feel that pressure where you can't even say if it comes up which way you're voting or somebody starts to nail you about the way you're voting, I mean, who cares? That's crazy. That's why we live in America. So, therefore, if that kind of stuff is happening, which I guess it does, then you may see some people vote a different way. That's why the races I just said that were too close to call, they are that. They're too close to call. Meaning a coin flip, hey, could go either way. But that's a big difference. That's a lot of seats swinging in one direction or the other. Now, if I'm the president, I'm not happy about any of this because you bet. These are my peeps. You know, you want the Democrats. He wants to have both chambers. He doesn't want that to go away. What president would want that if we were playing on the Republican side? You wouldn't want that either. That's why I think you're seeing that Obama, not that the other presidents didn't do the same thing, but that's why you're really seeing Obama push for some of the people running in these tight races, because he knows that if this switches, if really the unthinkable were to happen for 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, there's going to be a big blockade that starts at the Capitol, which means the next year, and then you figure he's running again, not much is going to happen, except for maybe Obamacare or health insurance reform gets overturned. There is that possibility. There is that possibility that could happen, depending on how the deck is stacked. Interesting times, to say the least, in the next couple of weeks as to what happens in these elections. Tomas in Michigan, hello.
Hello there, little princess of Texas.
What's going on, Mr. Michigan?
Yeah, well, it was in Dearborn, and I was shopping for a burka for you. I just didn't know what you want.
You are brutal. You were in Dearborn? I can't believe it. Were you packing? I just know you were.
Come on now.
Yeah, you know what? It's tough times in parts of Michigan, really, honestly.
Well, it looks like we're going to get a Republican businessman the next time. And talking about the polling, you know, I don't know if these guys have a real handle on how people are going to vote, because this Tea Party thing is bringing people out who have not voted in a long time.
Yeah.
You know, they know who has voted and they know who's supposed to vote, but they don't know anything about this huge groundswell that's coming, and they may just be playing it safe, you know. I mean, if they say the Republicans can get probably 55 and they end up with 85.
Oh, man.
So close. If they say the Republicans are going to get 95 and they only get 75, then it doesn't look okay for them. So I think that, it could be a real situation that makes President Obama break out his veto pen and start practicing with it.
I agree. I think there's a good chance of that happening. I think that's what's going to happen if the numbers, like you said, there is absolutely a groundswell. And if the people turn into voters, they don't just talk about it. If they really turn into voters, you bet it's going to completely change.
Yeah, and especially if we get some big surprises, you know. And
yeah.
People that the left consider, you know, wild, like somebody saying, oh my, somebody saying something terrible like homosexuality is a choice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1970s, homosexuality was a disease. It was, you know, they put you in the hospital because there was something wrong with you. And then that changed in the 70s, right, along with abortion. And it's a very recent, at least if you're my age now. You know, if somebody's 25 years old, well, they think all their life they've been taught that homosexuality is a natural thing and there's nothing wrong with it. So, people that are getting old, this is about their last chance. to try and change the course of this ship called the USA. And I think there's going to be a lot of older people showing up that the pollsters don't think are interested in voting anymore.
I agree. I think you're going to see a lot of, I call them gray votes. I think you're going to see a lot of gray votes, much more than you have in the past. Because you're right about the younger versus older. What is it that you grew up with and what do you look at? It's completely different. And these folks that are running, I think, Tomas, are going to be surprised. Some of them anyway. Because truly I believe that at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, as cockamamie as things have gotten, where they say one thing and then in the press conference Robert Gibbs comes out and says something different or whatever, I think behind closed doors they know. They're worried. They've got a little war room and they're worried about who's going to go where and what's going to happen in Nevada and what's going to happen in Connecticut and some of these other races that are really tight.
Yeah, Bonnie Frank is even in trouble, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and they've been around. You know, you've got people that have been around forever. I remember talking about them in history class. So, you know, when you're talking, it's like Harry Reid, you're talking about 28 years. That's incredible job security. But here's the weird thing. You know, he said the other day something about, I haven't really accomplished some of the things I wanted to accomplish. 28 years is a long time to accomplish some things, you know. Don't you wish you had 28 years to accomplish things? I mean, come on, give me a break.
Yeah, I don't think I got 28 years left, but I think maybe some of these guys are really not too interested in serving in a Republican-controlled House after the things and the thuggery that they have been involved with, because, of course, the House is the one that does all the investigations.
Right.
Yeah. And so Bonnie Frank, who was right up there, you know.
Danny and Freddie.
Yeah, he destroyed those things. I mean, he doesn't think that the Republicans are going to start opening up some books. If I were Bonnie Frank, I'd take an early retirement, and along with a couple of those other guys that, you know, helped screw up this thing.
You're absolutely right. That's why, Tomas, thanks for the call. That's why Dodd dumped out. That's why Dodd, I think, really decided to retire. It wasn't like, ooh, I'm ready to go off and sail and get into the public sector. No way. It was because he knew that there were some things that they had on him, especially how cozy he was with the head of Countrywide, Angela Mazzilla. He was too tight with him.
I'll make sure I get you a yellow rose on your burka, okay?
Thank you. You're so smart. A yellow rose. Oh, my, oh, my. Okay, I want to go to this story because I mentioned it. Facebook couldn't be bigger, right? Okay, we know that the boy genius behind Facebook made a gazillion dollars. The movie is going to probably make $100 million. People are into Facebook. They don't pay attention sometimes to what they're putting on Facebook. Now, the latest privacy blunder. It shows that the world's largest online social hub is actually really having a very hard time putting the issue of privacy behind it as they try to attract more people and become indispensable. You know, all these people play these games and that's pulling information, and apparently some of the games, some of the apps, all that kind of stuff, even if you have privacy settings, it's releasing your information. So there are people that are able to get a hold of whatever it is, your address, your email, your age. I'd be very careful with Facebook, my friends. It's good, but don't put too much on it, okay? Sports Shorts next.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalheater.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Shorts, whether or not the Titans were able to roll over the Jags, and what place are they in after Monday Night Football? How about the playoffs in Major League Baseball? Man, Cliff Lee, his stock just keeps on rising. What is his ERA? I think it's like 0.3. I mean, I'm making a joke, but seriously, the guy is the dominator. The dominator. And you know, the Yankees had a chance to have his arm in their lineup. It didn't work out. And now they're seeing the damage that he's doing to them as Texas rolls in this one. Listen to the highlights.
There's a shot deep to right field toward the corner. Back is Swisher. Goodbye. A two-run homer for Josh Hamilton. For the second time in this series, Hamilton goes deep in the first inning. And the Rangers have a 2-0 lead over Andy Pettitte and the Yankees. The pitch on the way. Oh, right there. Strike three called on the outside corner at the knees. 13 strikeouts for Cliff Lee. And we are heading to the ninth inning. And I don't think we saw any signs of Lee laboring in that inning.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, 13, what a magic number that was for Cliff Lee. After the game, Hamilton, his bat was the thing that first ignited the Rangers or kept them with the lead. Ultimately, they added enough runs to make it ridiculous for the Yankees, an 8-0 third game. So now the Rangers have a 2-1 edge. Here's what Hamilton had to say from the perspective of his bat and Lee from the mound.
Fastball. He's wearing me out with cutters all night. And
it was more of a oops swing than anything, because I was fooled on the pitch again, but got lucky.
Throw fastballs. Make them prove that they can hit that before I really move on to much other stuff, and try to work ahead in the count. Throw strikes, go right at them, and anytime you get a two-run lead in the first, that makes things a lot easier on you. So that was a huge part of it. Josh hitting that home run in the first was huge for us. Gave us a nice two-run lead, and we never lost it. So that was huge by him.
Yeah, so far Josh Hamilton's bat in this series has been key overall in the whole series, and coming back off of his injury right there at the tail end of the season, and then of course too Cliff Lee, like I already mentioned, it's amazing how he pitches in the postseason. He is just absolutely money. Just terrific, terrific stuff. So we'll see what happens in the next one out of the gate. It's another night game against the Yankees. Imagine if the Rangers hadn't given up those runs in the first game where they lost to the Yankees 6-5. They initially had a 5-0 edge. And, of course, my Philadelphia Phillies are getting ready for Game 3 in San Francisco. They've got a split in Philadelphia. They split their series. They lost the first one, came back, won the second one. As you know, we've been talking about it. And now it's Game 3. Got to love this postseason stuff if you like any of these teams or you just like baseball in general. Okay, we're going to move on to football and Monday Night Football. It was really the battle of the second string quarterbacks. Here's what it sounded like.
Young drops. They rush four. Young fires. Pass caught at the 10. Britt to the 5. Britt to the end zone. Touchdown, Titans! Fourth week in a row that number 18, Kenny Britt, has made a play that counts 6 points. Fourth and 5, Titans going for it. They go Johnson running left. He's got the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5, the end zone. Touchdown, Titans!
All right, and that pretty much was all night long on Monday night. Tennessee routes the Jags 30-3. That was your final score. And if you're looking for the numbers, the Titans are now 4-2. The Jags are 3-3. So tough one for Jacksonville. And both starting quarterbacks knocked out of the game. So Kerry Collins comes in and Trent Edwards comes in. Collins was very steady with the Titans, and Edwards looked like he didn't really know some of the plays, but of course he's only been with the team I think 3 weeks or so, so he's a newbie to their system, we'll just say. Anyway, Jack Del Rio couldn't have been happy. He certainly wasn't looking for that on Monday night. It's been a crazy NFL so far as we go into week 7, a crazy season. I'm very curious to see what happens this weekend. Don't forget, we've got Nail the Score on Thursday/Friday morning in our third hour. Our computer will randomly, our supercomputer, randomly pick the game of the week. You don't have to know anything about football. You just have to be good at guessing. Maybe you're a little bit lucky. You pick one of the teams. You tell us what you think the final score is going to be, and maybe you'll be a winner. Last time out, the Vikings took care of business against the Cowboys. A lot of you had the Vikings, and you were very, very close, but you didn't exactly nail it. And to just clarify once more, that's why it's called Nail the Score. You have to nail it on the head. Did you watch any of that Monday night game, Matt, by chance?
I watched a little bit of it just because I needed some points from Rob Baronis to put my fantasy team over the edge, which I did get.
Right.
So, but after that, I pretty much just stuck to baseball because the Titans were just on blowout mode.
Yeah, no kidding. They were on blowout mode. Boy, and, so that's a big, big pickup for them. And Monday night games, it's been interesting. The Monday night games, didn't it seem like, and maybe this is just me thinking it, but years ago, maybe you wind back 4 years or so, I swear, I think it was on the edge of my seat every Monday night football. Now it's kind of iffy. Half the time we're seeing blowouts.
Yeah, it's not the same marquee matchups that they used
to. No.
Every once in a while you'll get one, but I think Sunday night football kind of moved into the more prime time role, and they have the flex scheduling they can do for later in the season, get better matchups. Monday Night Football, and then especially tonight when you have both starting quarterbacks go down early, the people at ESPN might have been a little bit frustrated with the quality of football they were putting out.
Yeah, it's funny you say about the flex scheduling, which is a tremendous advantage, and it's Sunday Night Football on NBC, and Dick Ebersol, the longtime football producer, longtime sports producer, very tight, I'm sure, with the NFL, having negotiated those contracts. He was smart when he put that deal together because you see that the Sunday night matchups are much better, I think, than the Monday night games, and it makes sense. If you watch week after week, they're usually a lot tighter, at least have the potential to be much more interesting. This was a crazy story that broke earlier in the day. Former NFL linebacker Junior Seau drove his car, his SUV, actually, off an embankment in Cali, in Carlsbad to be specific, hours after being arrested on suspicion of domestic violence. He lives with a 25-year-old girl, and she told the cops that Seau assaulted her during an argument Sunday night at their home, and she appeared to have minor injuries. She didn't have to have any kind of medical treatment. So in the wake of what happened there, he was reportedly released from a detention facility, a holding cell, basically. And after that happened, they found his white Cadillac on SUV on the beach about 100 feet below the roadside. And they say he was conscious. They pulled him from the car and took him to a hospital in La Jolla, and he had minor injuries. What's being reported is not that he was trying to drive off the cliff, but that he simply nodded off. So he wasn't trying to kill himself. He just fell asleep. He was exhausted after the whole thing that occurred during the evening and then being in the holding cell. And as a result, they haven't filed any kind of charges there, or traffic citations or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. He posted his bail, and he was released from the San Diego County Jail. And he's not commenting on anything else. Of course, he's got lawyers and people around him, so he's not saying anything. And you think of Seau and what an incredible football player he was, 12-time Pro Bowler. And he left football in January for the second time in his career that has actually spanned 20 years in three different NFL franchises. Did you know he was the fifth overall pick in 1990 in the NFL draft? And he spent most of his career with the Chargers 13 seasons, which is probably why he still lives there. Mystery as to what went on, though, with the younger girlfriend. All right, if you have any thoughts about the show, please send them to me at americatonight.net.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
Oh, no. We woke up the mama.